What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 59 of the Car 5 podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we got something super exciting. We're going to be talking about the company De Tomaso and their return, if you will, in their brand new car, the P72. We got a lot to talk about, so as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So like I said, everybody, today, big day. We're talking about something absolutely awesome. We're going to be talking about De Tomaso. And before we talk about their new car, just to give you guys a little bit of education for everybody that doesn't know, because the De Tomaso name is actually not known by everybody, but they're a company that was founded back in 1959 by Alejandro De Tomaso, and they're most known for their car called the Pantera, which is late 60s, early 70s. And for its time, it essentially was a supercar. The De Tomaso Pantera was absolutely evil looking. It looked awesome and sick. It used a 5.8-liter Cleveland Ford engine that utilized a 5-speed manual transmission. It had 330 horsepower and 466 foot-pounds of torque. 0 to 60 was approximately 5.5 seconds, and you had a top speed 159 miles an hour. Keep in mind, this is late 60s, early 70s. So at that time, a basic, if you would call it a street legal production supercar, that was pretty impressive. The car looked amazing. It was fast. It sounded absolutely phenomenal. But due to tough financial times, eventually, that company, De Tomaso, went out of business. Fast forward to present day and modern times, they are back. They were purchased by a company, and they just unveiled their newest upcoming model, the P72. In fact, I actually have a quote from Mr. Ryan Barris, who's the general manager of De Tomaso, and he says they've actually been secretly working behind the scenes on their world-class revival strategy with the intention to go public for their 60th anniversary, which they just did the other day on July 4th, as a matter of fact. Which just happened. So the P72, in my opinion, getting directly to the car, it's got a lot of inspiration from Pagani and Spyker. That's just me. You might disagree with me. You might agree with me. But if you look at the finer details, I think you might see what I'm trying to say. So getting to the Pagani part of it, look at the mirrors. The mirrors, in my opinion, essentially say Pagani. Looking at it from a side profile, the P72, that's where you get a little bit of hints of the old school Pantera and the P70 De Tomaso. If you look at the rear of the car, you have those giant circular lights, which are something going to be brand new, and they're actually accompanied by a beautiful mesh grille for the rear, which you can find on Pagani's as well. And you're going to have the nice P72 badge on that rear grille, which reminds me of the Horatio Pagani signature. Also, last but not least, for the Pagani inspiration that I see about this car is going to be the rear access to the engine bay. The whole rear of the car opens up just like a Huayra. So again, this is just me. I think there's heavy Pagani inspiration for the exterior, the mirrors, the cursive writing on the car, how you get access to the engine bay, the mesh grille. All of these things to me say Pagani, which is not a bad thing by any means. It's just new, and it's innovative, and it's different, and it's something De Tomaso has never really done like this before. Getting onto the interior of the P72, this is where, in my opinion, you have the Spyker inspiration, I guess we'll call it, because the whole thing is steampunk and retro looking. You can see by the bronzish and gold kind of styling and the metal weaves, the quilted patterns with the seats and the diamond shaped on the seats. You have this whole steampunk and utopian type of inspiration, which I don't know where else you could get that from other than Spyker. So to conclude this, I guess you'll call it just looking wise of the P72, I'm going to say it's straight Pagani, and I'm going to say it's straight Spyker, which is something I think everyone will totally be okay with. In regards to production, There's only going to be 72 of these P-72s being made, and it's expensive. It's going to be $850,000, significantly more than what the original price is, but obviously we're in different times. It's also going to be a manual transmission. So looking like a Pagani on the exterior, certain elements, looking like a Spyker on the interior, certain elements, only 72 of them being made, costing $850,000 and being a manual transmission. That's actually all we know so far. We don't have any further details in regards to engine specifications, horsepower, torque, top speed 0 to 60. All of that things has yet to be unveiled, but the car is alive and it's well and it's beautiful. It's insane. We know it's going to be fast. It's inspired by other Italian manufacturers, and it's just great. It's something I'm very excited for, and I think everyone else will be as well. But ladies and gentlemen, in regards to episode number 59 and Dave Tomaso's new car, the P72, that's all we got. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast, and if you're not right now, go ahead and check out the YouTube videos as well, our YouTube channel. If you like what you see, hit that subscribe button. And if you're watching the video right now, go ahead and leave it a like. Anything you guys need from me, shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to tune in for episode number 60, July 12th. We have a Hennessy Venom F5 update. Yes, the American hypercar. Super excited about that. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.